AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden laid out his budget plan and is challenging Republicans to follow suit. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The GOP's already said it will reject the president's blueprint, which he says will cut deficits by $2.9 trillion over the next decade, in part by boosting taxes on the wealthy. He's challenging Republicans to show their own plan.
Then we can sit down and see where we disagree.
They're demanding severe spending cuts in exchange for lifting the government's debt limit, while also calling for moving toward a balanced budget. In Philadelphia, the president noted they're refusing to raise taxes or cut Social Security or Medicare.
How are they going to make the math work? What are they going to cut?
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president's plan would simply create even bigger government. It's unlikely to pass either chamber of Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The spokesman says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is being treated for a concussion after falling last night during a dinner at a Washington hotel. Big losses at the close on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 543 points. Investors are worried about the pace of interest rate hikes. The CEO of Norfolk Southern, Alan Shaw, says he's sorry for the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, and vows to make changes.
We're also going to make our safety culture the best in the industry. The events of the last month are not who we are as a company.
But Shaw stopped short of fully endorsing tougher safety regulations or specific commitments to pay for long-term health and economic harm. There are reports several people were killed in a shooting in the northern German city of Hamburg. Voters in Missouri could decide on whether to restore abortion rights in that state if constitutional amendments made public today make it to the 2024 ballot. This is AP News. The number of dead from a mudslide in Indonesia is up to 32.
Over a dozen rescuers crowd around a newly discovered body, drenched in mud in a village on Indonesia's remote Natuna Islands. The men lift the body into a body bag before carrying it off into a truck. Authorities have deployed more than 200 rescuers to search for over 30 people still missing. Many were apparently trapped in houses that were buried under the landslide, which according to officials was 13 feet deep. The search and rescue operation has been hampered by heavy rains around the disaster site, as the weather has forced the search effort to be halted several times. I'm Karen Chamas.
A former Maryland police chief, David Crawford, was convicted of intentionally setting fire to buildings belonging to his adversaries, including family members and two chiropractors who had treated him. Crawford faces life in prison at sentencing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.